Blog Talk Radio.
A thousand times we hit God, but a thousand times we keep running back to Him. You can set prayer in a song to tell Him to come into your life. Keep on running from you, thinking I can make it through this life alone. But time and time again, I keep on running back to you. A thousand times I hurt you, but a thousand times you forget. Many times and days I keep on running from you, thinking I can make it through this life alone. But time and time again I keep on running back to you. Oh, a thousand times I hurt you, but a thousand times you forgive. I keep on running back, back into your arms. I keep on running back, oh, back into your arms. See, I keep on running back, back into your arms. Oh, a thousand times I hurt you, but a thousand times you forget. I keep on running back, back into your arms. I keep on running back, back into your arms. Jesus, I keep on running back, back into your arms. A thousand times I hurt you, but a thousand times you forget. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. See, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. My and my Trinity, my Trinity, Jesus. My and my Trinity, my Trinity, Jesus. See, my and my Trinity, my Trinity, Jesus. No turning back, no turning. Number of times you messed up, I don't care the number of times you've wandered so far from Jesus. But you can say a prayer in a song. You can tell Him, Jesus, come into my life. I'm forsaking all the mess, just come into my life. I'm forsaking the past, just come into my life. I don't want to turn back no more, Lord. I want to be for you. So Lord, this day I'm saying no turning back, no turning back, no turning back. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay. Amazing grace. Oh. All right, listen. If you love Jesus and you don't want to hide it, let me see your hands up. And if you know Jesus and you don't mind testifying, come and put your hands up.
Put your hands up.
He came to die on the cross for you. Paid a price just to save your soul. If you believe,
the Son of God, redeemed,
get your swag on. Say, if you love Jesus and you don't want to hide it, let me see your hands up.
See your hands up.
And if you know Jesus and you don't mind testifying, come and put your hands up.
Put your hands up.
He came to die on the cross for you. Better price just to save a soul. If you believe,
the Son of God, redeemed by His precious blood.
Get your swag on.
If you are born out for Christ, oh. Born with the Christ, oh.
Let me see your hands up, hands raised. This race, saved with amazing grace. No grace for disgrace, I'm here by His grace. Saved and sanctified because of the sacrifice. No way I used to be, not doing what I would. One thing I'm mumbling is I'm blinking, thinking of wishing I was God. I'm not a rapper, just a drummer within. Showing you what it is, to the glory of His name.
Yeah.
So be given praise. If you would say with amazing grace, we say with amazing grace, and not be saved with the craze. You would also be given praise. If you would say with amazing grace, wow! I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to the salvation of everyone that believes. If you believe in Jesus, let me hear you give me two shouts.
Hey, hey.
Come on, baby, come on. Say three shouts.
Hey, hey, hey.
Let your voice on the clock. Get your swag on.
Get your swag on. Put your swag on.
We say it with amazing grace.
Get your swag on. Get your swag on. Put your swag on. Let the world know.
We follow in Christ.
Get your swag on.
I want all souls, all believers. Let your hands go. Come on.
Come on. Get your swag on. Get your swag on. Get your swag on. Get your swag on. Say it with amazing grace. Come on. Get your swag on. Everybody clap your hands up. Get your swag on. Just say it with amazing grace. Come on. Come on. What? Get your swag on. Get your swag on. Get your swag on. We're saved with amazing grace. All right.
All right, all right, all right. Man, my voice. What has happened? Woo! Do y'all got y'all swag on or what? I'm telling you, we just thank God for his many blessings. Good morning, y'all. I started to say good morning, Vietnam. Oh, wow. We thank you all for tuning in this morning. A lot of places today is morning, evening, noon, night, whatever time it is. God bless you. You are now tuning in to the Angels of Melody Live with your host, Angel on Deck. And we just thank God for his many, many, many blessings on today, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing, and yes, we are glad in it. And I just want to give a shout out to all of you that are listening in Africa. We want to give a shout out to all of Ghana, to all of Nigeria, to all of y'all that are in Togo, those that are in Malawi, Zimbabwe, Zambia, Uganda, Kenya, also those that are in Cameroon, Liberia, Ethiopia, you name it, all of Africa. We want to say God bless you on today. Also, to Malaysia, we want to say God bless to all of those that are here in the U.S., every city and state represented listening. We want to say God bless to all of you in Ontario, Windsor, Toronto. God bless you all today, those in Trinidad, Tobago, Barbados, all the Caribbeans, Jamaica, also in Brazil, Australia, Switzerland, those that are in Mexico. Those that are in Hong Kong, China, you name it, all over the world, the UK, Italy, we just want to say God bless to everybody today. We have a great, great show coming before you. At the very beginning, that song was Running Back to You. That was our own very own dear brother, John Sainer of Ghana. We want to give John Sainer a shout-out on today. Also to our brother, IBK. Spaceship Boy, Martian UFO, and so on. What's up? Also, to my girl, Ola. Yes, we want to say God bless there in Texas and Maryland. We want to say God bless also to Prince K. Yes, we thank God for Prince K of Nigeria, resides in Toronto. Yes, IBK Spaceship Boy, y'all. Is in Texas, but he's originally from Niger. We want to say the Niger, yes. And also we have Pastor Levi Fletcher of Ghana that resides here in New Jersey. So we want to give it up to all of our fam. I can't forget our sister Dora. She was not with us on that day, but she was a part of it. Dora, a lot of y'all know her, here in Michigan, originally from Nigeria. So we want to give it up for all of our artists on today, to all of you that are listening in right now. Excuse me, y'all. Wow, I don't know if I'm coming down with a cold or what. It's like freezing here in Detroit. I'm serious. I don't even know where our summer went. It looked like it kind of like left a little bit. But we thank God. I want to give a shout out to our station manager, Kayla Foster of 1440 AM. WDRJ, we thank God for him on today. what you have heard, the second song, I meant to say, excuse me, the first song you heard was John Cena at the very beginning and Running Back to You. And the next song, Swag, was our brother there in Ghana, Joe Metal. Yes, get your swag on. And so we want to give him a shout out as well. We just want to say God bless to all of you on today. Great, great show. Our brothers were here with us. We thank God for our brothers. They were with us during the holy convocation that took place on last week. A lot of you seen the post and everything that took place at Kingdom Culture Church there in here in Detroit, Michigan, with Bishop Clarence and Prophetess Joyce Hatton. A lot of you know they are the parents of gospel recording artist Dietrich Hatton. And I'm telling you, our brothers came in, and they were a part, you know, along with our sister Adora. And also we thank God for our sister Tamara. She was a part of it. Also, we had also that was a part of the convocation was Only One Way. Yeah, so we want to give a shout out to everybody, all of the artists. I appreciate you all. Thank God for y'all coming here. It was awesome, y'all. We had an awesome time of fellowship, seriously. And I was so honored to have IBK, Spaceship Boy, John Cena, and also we thank God for, let me get it right now. Let me get it right. And Prince K, yes, because Pastor Levi didn't stay here at the house, but he came over. But we thank God that I had Prince K, John Cena, and IBK Spaceship Boy. We stayed under the same roof, y'all. They was at the Angel on Deck house, y'all. Woo-woo! And we had fun, didn't we have fun, y'all? I'm telling you, if they can call in, we want them to call in. John, IBK, Prince K, if y'all can call in and talk about it before we play this great interview, this would be awesome, seriously, for everybody to hear your voice. I want to say the number is 917-889-7095. If y'all brothers can just call in for a minute, Pastor Levi, if you're listening in, if y'all can call in, I think the world need to hear from y'all live on how the trip was, how it was here. I would like that. Y'all don't have to talk long. You can just introduce yourself, talk about the stay here at the house. I think that would be awesome that they can hear what we all did. They can hear from me, but I want them to hear from you all. Again, the number is 917-889-7095. I believe it's on y'all links that you're listening right now. 917-889-7095. Come on, John, IBK, Prince K, Pastor Levi. Y'all call in if you can. Call in if you can't. I understand. But we need to hear from you. I'm looking at the phone line, so I'm going to be watching. But we thank God for our brothers that have tuned in. You know, they have came in, and we had a great time at the African store. And we ate at the African store. We drank so much Malta. I'm Malta out, for real, before we clicked them on, because I seen them calling in, I'm telling you, I am like Malta's out a little bit, y'all. But I'm still drinking them. We still got them in the refrigerator. We've had ginger beer. Oh, my God. Prince K got in the kitchen and got it all with the fufu. And we had the goosey soup, y'all. We want to give a shout-out to Taylor Brown. Got to give a shout-out to my sister Taylor Brown. Have to, because she was the one that took me to pick up these great men from the airport, from the stations. You know what I'm saying? She took us everywhere we had to go, everywhere we hung out. Taylor Brown is the one that was our transportation. And also, I want to give a shout-out to her and her mother. Her mother is awesome. We were at the house. We had an African festival. We had a feast, an African feast going on, you know what I'm saying, at the house. We had some stuff going on, y'all, for real. So I'm going to shut my mouth. And then we want to say hi to Kayla Foster, Uncle TJ, all of those, the 1440 AMD WDRJ, because what you're going to hear after we hear our artists talk, right, you know, real quick, we're going to let y'all hear a link, the link of the show that was done live here on 1440 AM WDRJ, and also it's going to be heard live today right here. So I see our callers on, and I'm going to click them on one by one. I hope y'all backgrounds is quiet so we won't hear no echo going on.
Hello?
But we thank God. So I'm going to say our first caller. When I say your area code, then you'll know to start talking. Okay, all of y'all might on. I see three callers. Okay, area code 416. That's all I'm going to say.
Hey.
Who are we talking to?
Prince K. Prince K.
Hey, Prince K, yes. God bless you. I'm telling you, we thank God for you being on with us. A lot of y'all that's listening now, Prince K is the one I told y'all that was here that stayed with us, and he got the foo-foo going on. That was the first time I saw a man cook foo-foo. Seriously. It was good, y'all. I have to say it was good. There was no lumps, none of that.
It was wonderful. It was wonderful, people. It was a love from God to Angel, Melody, and Deck. We all were the greatest artists. We're eating fufu, ginger beer, Malta, and everything. And I was happy to meet my fellow artists, Abby K, Special Boy, and Santana, and Levi. Even Adora, everything was just beautiful. And first time meeting Angel. It was a wonderful thing, trust me. And I'm still trying to see if we can bring that together again. It doesn't matter where you're from, you know. So we're doing it again. I'm so happy to meet my brothers, Pastor Levi, Evangelist John Siner, and ABK, you know, and opportunity at least me and ABK we're doing remix of my Give God the Praise together. Like, it was so awesome. It was awesome. Even the fufu was nice. Although we ate it very late, it was so nice.
Wow. I'm telling you. Now, I'm going to see who we got with us, Prince K. We got the 469 area code. Who is that?
Who, Trey?
Hello.
I'm saying 469 area code. Now, is that IBK? Are we hearing IBK on the
line? Yeah, this is IBK, aka Spaceship. Can you hear me?
The UFO has landed.
Yeah, man. Can you guys hear me?
Yes,
we can hear you very well.
Oh, okay, great. Look at you, family. Family, what's up? What's going on, people? Nah, it was awesome. It was really awesome getting to meet each and every one of you. You know, it was fun staying at your place, Tanya, opening your doors to us. It was awesome, you know, meeting your beautiful, lovely kids and, you know, the fellowship we had and all the food that's still waiting to go into the fridge, you know. Man, you were on a mission to fatten us up, you know. You were on a mission to get us fat. That was what you were out to do, and it was fun, you know. It was fun meeting everybody, you know, Pierre, Taylor, Pastor Fletcher, Prince K, John Cena, you know, everybody, you know. It was Adora, you know. It was really awesome, an awesome time. I still look at the pictures on Facebook, and I'm like, wow, you know. It was just God that connected us together, and I'm so grateful for the week we spent together, and I'm thankful to God for everything.
Yes, you know what, me too. I still can get the pictures, and, you know, I think about it. And then, you know, my daughter, she asked about how y'all were doing, you know, so I told her, I said, they going to come back. It ain't, you know, it's not going to be long. So,
Brisky, you know,
I'm going to talk to y'all. He talked about he was off on the way. But it was great. So I have to say, my dad, he enjoyed you all too. I don't know.
Oh yeah, your dad. Oh, great man. He's a great man.
That's a great
man.
John, are you there? John. I don't know if John is on the line. I don't know. I'm seeing him. Area code, but I ain't seeing it. I'm not seeing nothing. Are you there, John?
I'm not sure he is.
Man, it was a wonderful day, though. What a wonderful week it was.
Yeah.
I can go back. I've been blessed. Like, I'm happy meeting John Steiner. Happy meeting RBK, my brother now from another
That's
mother.
What's up. That's what's up.
Oh, my God. Like, I can stop telling people in Toronto, you know what? Like the concert I came to do, I talked about it on the stage. I said I've met a new family, a new music show, gospel artist family. Like, it was wonderful. Like, I can't even stop talking about it. You know, like, I don't know how it's going to happen again. I know it's going to happen soon. Soon.
Oh, wow. And then, Tanya, I'd like to say thank God for your life, you know, for allowing God to use you to connect people together and to put out good music, to put out music that the world needs to hear. You know, there are many talented people out there that don't have, like, an avenue for, you know, listenership or people to hear them, but God has given you this channel to be able to get their sound and their music out to the rest of the world. And I just bless God for your life, for what you're doing, and God bless you. God bless you.
Yeah, God bless you too. I'm telling you, I really am grateful, like I said, for the connection and just for meeting you all. It was just awesome. Mm-hmm. It was really, really awesome. Mm-hmm. It was, you might as well say that it was a dream come true as well.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
Like I said, I'm just, can y'all just say a little bit, how was it for you to meet the Haddons when you first met them and you were able to, for the musical that started on that Monday, what was that like for you, Prince Kay?
Oh, that Monday, it was so wonderful. Like, when I got down from the immigration place down to, like, that, the immigration thing was the first. I said, God, you take control, because I'm very clean. I have my passport. I don't want no trouble. And when I got to the place, they picked me up, brought me to church. Even when I was going through the city of Detroit, I said, oh, my God, what happened here? Is it the tornado came here and ripped up this place? But, but all of a sudden, I was praying for the city. I was praying for the city. And when I got to the church, I told God, God, I don't really know what you want to use me to do here. Just use me. And I didn't have idea of what to do. When I saw John Steiner breaking all of the chains and cutting all of the bind and bindings and the ropes and everything, I said, oh, God, thank you. This is what I want. And then my brother, Abby K, because when we were coming in, that's when I heard Adora singing Babau. And then when I came in, saw Josina, and then my brother, Abby K, busting the place with some serious beat, I said, okay, God, thank you. So I said, okay, let me change my style. Let me do Nigeria. Let me do Africa as a whole. So it was so nice. When I finished from there, I got down from that stage. I knew that the Lord had signed my $1.something million in my account. So I was very happy. So throughout that Monday, I was blessed.
Oh, gosh. Wow. And at the very end, you know, Pastor Fletcher just went on through there. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
It went on. We said, oh, Pastor Fletcher, you take the chance. And he started taking chances. Like, he left on and he started
He turned it to a revival. He turned the concert to a revival service.
Yes. That's what they do. They take chances. They take chances. Like, Pastor did it and he turned around the atmosphere. Let me tell you the truth. The main concert did not beat the one of on Monday, because the Holy Spirit brought his whole team.
to minister on Monday. And after that, it was just all about, like, as well, we were dumb. And Abigail was laughing.
Oh, God, please.
Oh, my God.
Please, I'm bless you.
I'm still happy. And I'm not going to lie to you, testimony to my life. Since I came back, a lot of shows are coming up. I'm rejecting some. I don't want to go. I want to do this. I don't want to do this. You understand what I mean? So it's a blessing to me. And I'm so, I thank God again and for your life, Tanya, because of the BET that you have been able to connect. You know?
Yeah.
So I just thank God for it. And it happened at the same time. You know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, man,
Tanya, it was amazing. It was amazing meeting the Haddons, you know, seeing Dietrich's mother and father, and you know, at a point it was almost as though I was starstruck, but you know, just looking at them and saying, "Oh wow, off these people came that wonderful seed, which is Dietrich," and you know, being under the administration, you know, seeing how everything happens, having to have dinner at the end of the day with them and everything and all, it was a lovely experience, you know, and ministering in front of a new audience, in front of a new church, a new congregation, new to me, you know, and seeing the way they received and accepted what I had to offer, it was awesome. It was amazing. You know, just allowing God use us in the way that he used us, you know, I was just blessed, you know, I was happy seeing that happen, and I know that there's a new move that's going to happen in the city of Detroit, in that church, you know, and I know God is going to do his great and mighty things through that ministry and affect the city of Detroit as a whole and America as a whole and the world as well, so I was happy being there, very happy.
And you know what I want you to say, tell the what you saw me, when you were resting, you said something that made me laugh. You said, "I feel like I'm at home when I had the music going," and you was like, "Wow, since you came here."
Oh Lord, yes. Well, everybody, you know, Tanya loves African music, so she's not just, it's not just a gimmick, okay? She likes playing African songs on the radio and also in her home, okay? I thought I was in Nigeria when I was in the house, you know. And from one African record to the other, like, we're doing the Azonto in her house, you know, that kind of stuff. So it was an awesome experience. You know, so it's not a game. She loves African, so she loves African food as well, you know. She's open to trying our dishes and stuff. So that's Tanya for you, Angel of Melody. Yeah, man.
Now,
somebody else blew my mind too. I couldn't believe that Taylor would work with Angel so beautifully like that. They worked together like... I just want to say, Taylor, God will bless you as long as you stay in the ministry to praise God with Tanya. You all guys, man, you guys are awesome, man. God will surely bless you, Tanya and Taylor, you know. And is it Kofi?
Yeah.
It's Kofi,
are you still drinking tea?
Yeah, I'm drinking my tea. Just that I forgot my goody soup in your house, you know?
Yes. Oh, my God. Every morning, I look forward to that to hear. I would like to have some tea.
Yeah, I'm drinking my tea every morning and every night, you know?
Now, another question I want to say before we go into the show that y'all did at 1440 a.m., how was it? Prince K, how did you feel when you walked into the radio station where it all got started with me, and we took y'all a walk through it, and he let you hear different things, and you met the engineer, TJ, and then you met the station manager, Caleb Foster. How was it for you when you entered into the radio station?
When I entered into the radio station, I saw vision coming true for the young gospel artist that doesn't have
doesn't have the money or the access to publish themselves. And then when I came in with my crew, my family, like, it was just a blessed day. And to talk about you place your memory start, like where you as Angel start, you were always anxious. Like, I want to take you all to the place I started all this from Monday to the day we got there. I want to take you all there. Like, I was waiting. I couldn't wait to get there. When I got there, it was wonderful. From the top to the basement, there was a spirit right there that just says, you know what, these people are doing what they're doing. I don't even know if they're getting paid, but I know that they're doing awesome things. And we've been there we were there for like 3-4 hours having fun. It was just like we are at home at church. So it was a wonderful feeling. It was a wonderful feeling for me, and it was a blessed feeling for me.
Wow. Hey, man, I'm telling you, that's great. Well, you know what? Like I said, we really enjoy you all being here. Like I said, here at the house, at the radio station, as we traveled and went to eat and everything, took pictures, everything was fun. And I have to say, even in the midst of fun, it brought even a closer bond, you know, with us all. And I'm just saying, I will never be the same, you know, after that. It just felt like, you know, we are really, really, which we are, you know, a family. And it's just awesome, and I just look forward. Me and Taylor were talking the day before yesterday, and she was saying, when y'all come back, she said they got to come back soon, and this time when they come back, we're going to hang out. I mean, hang out. We're doing, like, the downtown, other radio stations, you know, different dinners. We'll have, like, a little program with us, you know what I'm saying, that we will do with family and friends. And close friends and everything. And it would just be a time of communication and more of a bond. And I look forward to that. I really do. I really look forward. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to let you, Prince K, have the last remarks, because I know it costs to call and all of that. And I know y'all ready probably to hear how y'all sounded when you were on 1440 AM WDRJ. So I want you, Prince K, to say something. You know, your last remarks, whatever you want to say to Detroit or to the countries, whatever God has given you now to say to the people, and you can wrap it up, like, also towards the end of, you know, what you're looking for to happen even when you come back.
Yes. The people of Detroit and the people all over the world listening to this voice of melody right now, I just want to speak a prophetic word into your lives. I believe the Lord will do a new thing in your lives, especially the city or the city, the town of Detroit. Don't give up on God. He will always do what you need him to do if only you believe. And I just want to say to the world that the Lord is taking over the earth. So let me tell you, don't miss out on God. He loves you, and he will always love you. Let me tell you, I don't know what you're going through, but I know that my God will surely come true. Don't give up on God. He will never give up on you. And I just want to say thank you to all my brothers, RBK, Special Boy. I want to say thank you to Pastor Levi, although I miss you, you didn't call me. I just want to say thank you to John Siner, Taylor, and Tanya. God will bless you all, as our faces are different, so our problems are different. So God will meet to our need according to his riches in glory. I can't wait to come back to the town of Detroit. I know the Lord will provide for all of us to meet again in Jesus' name. So please don't touch that dial. Sit back and listen and enjoy the team and the crew. Thank you and stay blessed.
Yeah. Wow. All right, RBK. RBK, are you there? I don't know what happened to his phone, but let's see what happened.
Hear me? Can you hear me? I'm right here.
Okay,
hello?
Now I can hear you.
Oh, okay. So I was saying that the coming of Christ hasn't been as close as it is right now in the history of the world. So I just want each and every one of us to be prepared. You know, the world should be ready for his coming, because soon he's coming to take us home to be with him. So let's live it up for him. Let's try to get as many people saved as possible, because that's my mission, basically, you know, to depopulate hell and populate the kingdom of heaven. So let's live the life and not just read the Bible for as a story. Let's read it and do what it says, you know, we should do, and live our lives to please God. So that's my word to everybody listening right now. Let's live our lives to please God. So God bless you and enjoy.
Now, I have a caller that I'm going to have call in and say hi to you both before y'all hang up here. I don't want y'all to hang up yet, but I have a caller, somebody that I wanted y'all to connect with. I think IDK, you can know him. I think he knows of you, but he really hasn't met you, and he's here in the state of Texas as well.
Okay.
So I want him to call in and just say hello. So I'm connecting with him now to see can that happen before y'all.
Before we go,
you know, before y'all come off radio. But I just thank God. I'm telling you for how He's raising y'all up, and you know how He's doing. And we just thank God. I thank God for Billy. I don't, you know. Billy is an awesome brother who I've come to know as well. Billy, if you can call in to just say hello to the people. He's also from Kenya. He's from Kenya. And we've been seeing one another, but we did not connect. It seemed like it did. When our brother, Kevin Kells, a lot of you know, that passed away, you know, we came and connect, and I did not know that I have Kenyan family here in the state, seriously. And so we were talking and things, and so I'm trying to get him to call in as well. But I'm telling Diary Dave to call in now. That's who, I think you know him, IBK, but I want him to say hello. He's also from Nigeria, Prince K. And we just thank God for his life on today. He's also a recording artist as well, and I'm telling you, I played a lot of his music, a lot of his music, and a lot of his the praise and worship, and it's just awesome. So I want him to call. I think he's going to call in now, but I just thank God for your life, Prince K, and y'all really rock on this show. And there's a lot of people from around the world that are blessed by your music. It's really awesome. And I can't wait to, even after they hear the radio show, it's going to go into some more of your music as well. And it's just awesome. Like I said, I'm excited about it. I want to give a shout-out to Kwesi Oteen, too, there in Ghana, because at the very beginning of the program, that was on 1440. You know, his song was played. For Your Mercy. Yeah, and I know Caleb Foster loves Kwesi Oteen's music, and he loves all of y'all music. All of y'all music have rocked on 1440 AM WDRJ here in Detroit. So, like I said, we're just so grateful about what God is doing and how He's steady yet moving by His Spirit. So, like I said, it's just awesome. Now, Prince K, while we're waiting for our brother to call in briefly, how did the concert go there? You had a concert.
The concert was beautiful. Like, you know, like I said, I came back with a different power and a different strength, knowing that I have people in my back to call on now when I need anything, anything to do. So I got back there. It was a different Prince K. Well, matter of fact, after that concert, I have another one that I'm doing on Sunday by Abidop Production. The man is a great man. His name is he's a Nigerian gospel. He's a Nigerian artist too, gospel artist. His name is Yinkam Faraide. He has a program on Sunday where he's bringing some great gospel artists from Nigeria and from Congolese. great artists from Congolese, two gospel artists. So after that show, I got this show that I'm doing on Sunday again. So I, like I said, I brought I came with a different anointing. The one I tapped from Abby K, the one I tapped from Pastor Fletcher, the one I tapped for John Steiner, and Adora. As a matter of fact, I can't stop playing Adora's music on my in my car because the Baba is killing me. I love that, and the other one that she sang as I've got praises in my mouth, and I must sing. I've been listening to those songs like crazy, like it was another anointing. So that day on my show, I was just playing on the stage because I know the confidence I have. I was thinking it's still there with me, you know, based on the Nigerians who say, based on seeing the person a day with them, with few me in few minutes, few days. I felt the presence, and then I Nigeria they carry last, so I didn't take last. I did all I had to do to the glory of God, you know. So, and I'm getting ready on Sunday again to go kill it. You know, it's not all about the money. Yes, money is important, but it's all about God.
Yes, right. It's all about. That is right. I think we got Diary David on the phone with us. I'm not sure. Well, let's see. Is that you, Diary?
Yeah, good morning. I'm here.
All right, Diary David. God bless you. We have Prince K on the line with us and also IBK Spaceship Boy. And, you know, both of them are from Nigeria as well, as you are as well. So I'm going to let you just reintroduce yourself and just say hello to the people.
Okay. Hello, everybody. Hello, IBK. Hello, Prince K. Good morning.
Good morning, man. What's up?
Well, I'm good. Good to hear from you. Good to connect with my home people. I know I've not been in touch with Tonya for a while. You know, from Malaysia to the U.S., it's been very, very busy, and God has been faithful. Thank you for all the support, Tonya. I'm so, so, so grateful. I'm very grateful for all the support for playing my songs every time.
Really?
It's been crazy, but I know, I think I need to connect back to the roots where we started from. I just want to call in and say hi to everybody and just appreciate what you're doing for the kingdom of God. It's been awesome. Thank you for playing our songs. Thank you for praying with us. Thank you for showcasing our talent everywhere. Thank you for not saying that we are from Africa and you are from U.S. Thank you for together. Yeah, I mean, some people will not play your songs. They will say, oh, you guys are Africans. We don't know what you're saying. But you don't mind. You still go ahead and do all our songs and play everything. God will bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you for all the support.
Amen.
We're so grateful. Amen.
Now, you know what's up for me, y'all. Because Prince K has his Nigerian accent, right? As you know, since he's been here, he still got the accent going on. And Diary David can sound a little English at times, but he has the little accent. But what was so funny, y'all, out there this weekend, because everybody always asks me, IBK, when I play your music, even yesterday, different ones ask me, is he American? You know, because you sound American. But then you have a time where you talk, you can hear the accent. Now, just a few moments ago, Diary David said, hey, God bless, how y'all doing? Prince K accent is like, hello, you know what he's saying. But you can hear the Nigerian accent. IBK sounded straight up USA. He was like, yo, what's up?
Yeah.
Oh Lord. It's just the way I do that, right? It's just the way I do. Oh Lord.
But Bodo, I think I'm an Ajao. Bodo, more than forget that to you.
Yeah.
What's in the apple?
I know. Not in the apple, my brothers, man. All the way to the kingdom of God, you know.
That's what's up.
What you got to do? You want to bring out the American accent? We can do that. If, like, I prefer doing Nigeria, like, let me know. I don't want to come start three, and at the end of the day, and my father will say, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I have that, but I prefer talking. Niger, I'm a comedian, so I have to bring it to people.
Wow.
You know. So, but I asked him that. I said, "Guy, when are they learn this thing? Are you guys practicing this language in Nigeria?"
Oh God, Lord!
I was talking to a friend. I said, "You're not a Jamaican. Why are you talking like that?" I was, "Oh, you're a one man." I said, "Guy, seriously, I was in Nigeria, and this guy is telling me, 'Why are you a one man?'" I said, "Do I look Jamaican because I have dreads in my hair? Because I have that, you are talking to me like a Jamaican, and you're in Nigeria, hot song."
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Wow.
It's good to have you guys in the U.S., though. IBK, Prince, I hope we can connect one of these days. I heard that you stay in Dallas, IBK.
I just came through Dallas, yeah.
Okay, I'm in Dallas, too. Maybe we can connect.
Oh, for real?
I travel every time, but I mean, I stay here, but I go everywhere from here.
Prince K and IBK, what I love about this is, you know, I have some messages coming in, seriously, big time. People are leaving messages saying, "Wow, we are enjoying this." You know, they know that they're going to hear the show that was done, but they're also enjoying how you all are communicating. I'm getting messages, seriously. People in Italy, I have a couple of messages now coming in from Ghana that is saying they are enjoying this program.
That's nice. Yay. People of the world.
I want Prince K, I would love for you and IBK, I want to connect you all with Diary David, because I really feel like something can be going on, not only in the fellowship, but even in the music area. Y'all would know who he is. I'm not going to play the whole song, but I just want to play a couple of minutes of Diary David's song. Is that okay with y'all? Just so you can hear.
That's awesome. That's great. Yeah. It's just
awesome. And I'm not going to mute y'all mics. I just know he'll stay quiet, hopefully. But he has a song called Praise Jehovah featuring Mike Abdul.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
And so I know who Mike Abdul is, you know. And it's an awesome song. But I'm just going to play a couple of minutes of Diary David, and then I'm going to let y'all say something. But I just want the people that's listening in to know who he is. And what he's saying. So we're going to play this for a second, and I'm coming right back.
Okay.
I pick up.
right.
I'm telling you now, I'm opening up back the mics here. But that song
all right.
was awesome. I'm telling you, what y'all
Woo.
Think, y'all?
Nice, great Afro pop, awesome record.
Awesome.
Nice.
Thank you.
Nice song, nice praise jam right there. You know, for us to connect, you know, you can just follow me on Twitter at Spaceship Boy, okay? So we could just hook up and I get your contacts and stuff. Or, you know, also you could hit me up on my fan page on Facebook. That's IBK Spaceship Boy. That's B-O-I. IBK Spaceship B-O-I. Or on Twitter at Spaceship B-O-I. So we could hook up and just take it from there, man.
Sure. No problem.
Yeah.
Wow.
You can also follow me at Twitter. My Oga at the very top right now. No, I'm kidding. I will let Tanya give you my contact, my whatever.
No problem.
And while we have you right here, Prince K, can you talk about the voting? We want people to vote. I've been sharing
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
Back. Can you talk about the voting, please?
Oh, you know what? Everybody, I needed to go to www.aeawards.ca, and go vote for me, the best male gospel artist of the year, Toronto. African Entertainment Award and the Best Comedian of the Year. Just go there and vote, and let's bring this trophy to the Lord, you understand, under the platform of Jesus Christ. Thank you very much. www.aeawards.ca for the best male gospel, gospel and the Best Comedian of the Year. Thank you very much.
All right, y'all heard it again. Go to aeawards.ca, and you're going to look for Prince K. Vote for him being the best comedian of the year and best male gospel artist of the year. Vote. Yeah.
Awesome.
So. Yeah. All right, Tanya, I got to go right now. I just want to say I...
Okay. Well, we thank God, Diary, you... coming on with us. We thank God. I just wanted you to call in and just say hello. But I know
great
after
job.
The show or so, I will,
sure.
After the show or so, I will give you, you know, a call. So,
No problem. Thank
all
you,
right.
Prince K.
Okay.
IDK. Have a great
yeah,
time.
Man.
Thank you.
Yeah, have
you.
A great time.
All
great
right.
day.
All
so,
right.
Tanya, get on with the show now. Let's go.
I know. Okay. What we're going to do, I just want to say before y'all go off again, thank you, Prince K, for calling in. I don't know what happened to John. I left him a message to call in, so I don't know what went on with that. But we thank God for you and IDK for calling in. I thank God for y'all, and I just want to say God bless and love y'all much. And I know after the
yep.
y'all will be able to still listen in to the show of y'all on 1440 AM WPK. So we know at the very beginning you're going to hear 2016, and then right after that we will hear the show after that.
I know what happened to John Cena. What happened to John Cena is he went to Walmart to buy some cards.
Yes, he did. He went to get
that Oh,
board.
Lord.
He went to get that
Oh,
Lord.
Oh,
you're right. It's her.
Come on.
We had to get up and go to the store and get some cards to mail off. Yep.
Okay, guys.
Fletcher is still with me. I think he's still sleeping.
Nice talking to you. Abike, I'll give you a call. I'll shout out to you later, okay?
Okay, man. All right. No problem.
God bless you.
Y'all both will continue to enjoy the show of y'all interview.
Okay.
So, thank you.
All right. God bless you. All right, you all that's listening in right now, I'm telling you, it was just great. Once again, That was our very own artist. We have IBK Spaceship Boy. You will hear also Pastor Levi Fletcher, John Sena, and Prince K. And this is what they did here live on 1440 AM WDRJ here in Detroit, Michigan. We will be back in a little while.
David said, I'll sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. He realized where the Lord took him from and how far he had brought him as a shepherd boy. How many of you here can stand up and say that it's by your strength? It's by your wisdom or by your might, how smart you are, that you're standing here right now. If not for God's mercy, not for God's grace. Come on and lift your hands with me wherever you are and tell him, the Lord is by your mercy, it's by your goodness.
Where would I be?
Oh,
where would I be?
If it's had not been for your mercies, Lord, where would I be? Where would I be?
That's one of my favorites right there. It's called Mercy right here on 1440 WDRJ. What's going on, Detroit City and all the surrounding areas? Caleb's in the studio. And every time I pop up, I've got somebody special, someone to talk to. I've got, I don't even know what to call her. I'm actually surprised that she's graced us with her presence today. She is known as the Blog Talk Queen. She used to be a member of 1440 until she disowned us. Now I got the Angels of Melody herself in the building. Tanya Johnson, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm glad that you're here. You know, I didn't know you knew where the station was anymore. So I'm glad to see you today, that you found everything okay. It's probably Taylor that told you, because I know you don't know. But I'm glad you're here. Hey, we've got some out-of-town guests in the studio. I need everybody to say hey who can hear me. Just say hey.
Hey. Hey.
What's up?
Angel, introduce who we got here.
All right, well, to my left, we have John Saina of Ghana. And next to him, we have Prince K of Nigeria. And next to me, we have, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
We have IBK Spaceship Boy of Nigeria.
Now, is it IBK or IDK?
IBK.
BK. I'm going to get to, well, I'm going to ask you what that means, because I was reading the paper. I was like, I don't know, Space Boy. I didn't know. What's up, fellas?
We doing
and,
good.
And we got another one. We got one more.
Who we got?
We have Pastor Levi Fletcher of Ghana.
And he's hanging out in the background probably because he's got a prophetic word that he's going to release later on. I seen what he did the other day, so we're going to hold him to the end. I'm so glad to have you all in the studio today, hanging out with 1440 WDRJ. We got to send a shout out to Taylor in the studio,
oh, yes,
too.
Indeed.
Hey, Taylor. These gentlemen are here because they came to represent for Bishop Clarence B. Haddon and POP International for their third now Holy Convocation, which is taking place over at Kingdom Culture Church. And the only way that they would have come is if the angel sent out the invitation, the international queen. So we've got some music here that we're going to drop. Right now, we're going to start with Pastor Fletcher because that's the one that they gave me first. So, Angel, do me a favor and introduce this song.
All right. This is the Praise Medley of Pastor Levi Fletcher.
All right. And it's 10 minutes. I'm not surprised. Pastor Fletcher, this is for you right here on 1440 WDRJ.
We just want to give the Lord praise this moment. In Psalm 103, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. And this morning, I'm going to teach you what it means to praise God. If you're ready, we're going to praise God with everything in us and everything around us.
I commend my hands to you, praise the Lord. I commend my hands to praise the Lord. Listen, I commend my hands to praise the Lord. Woo! I commend my hands to praise the Lord. Hands, praise the Lord. Hands, praise the Lord. Hands, praise the Lord.
Let me see your hands.
Hands, praise the Lord. Thank you.
Praise Medley right here on 1440 WDRJ. Caleb's in the studio with All of Africa. Say hey, fellas.
Hey.
I'm Smontoon.
It's the Praise Medley by Pastor Levi Fletcher. How you doing, Pastor Fletcher?
I'm doing fine by the grace of God.
You got to talk about this track that we're playing right now. What is it?
Yeah, this is just, it's a praise. I'm not just African, but I recorded this special in Ivory Coast.
Okay.
In Africa. Because they have this style of praise, you know, that makes you have a feel of the drums, of the guitars, mm-hmm. of the, you know, and it's quite different, mm-hmm. you know. And I think it's so great, and it gives you another feel of praising God and, you know, dancing and, you know, showing all your praise and just doing some crazy stuff in God's presence.
Was this the song that you were supposed to teach us? The dance?
Exactly.
Oh.
I'm going to teach you the Azonto, but, you
okay.
know.
I wish we had, you know, and we got the video stream over there, too, but it's not hooked up. Otherwise, I had you do it live on the website so everybody
oh,
could see.
Oh, my God.
Well, hey, talk about, because you all were here for day one of the Holy Convocation for POP International, which is Bishop Clarence Haddon, who comes on, actually, by the way, every Saturday at 8 o'clock here on 1440. You all are here for that.
That's right.
But you all are originally from yourself, Ghana, correct?
Exactly.
Now tell me the difference between God in Ghana and God in Detroit.
Oh, my God. That's a big one to answer, but all the same, I mean, God in Ghana, He is still the same yesterday, mm-hmm. today, and forever. I mean, God doesn't change. I mean, but the thing is that God actually responds to you based on how open-hearted you are. So the God of Detroit is the same God in Ghana, but it's just that it's all about your passion, mm-hmm. or how open you are in your heart to receive the word of God and to go an extra mile with the Lord. I mean, in Africa, you have people. I mean, when you're praying, it's different. Of course, the way you people pray here is different.
Mm-hmm.
The way you praise, it's a little different, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, in Africa, you dance and sweat. You back heel until, you know, you feel like David back heeled until become naked, uh-huh. you know. You go crazy. I mean, people are hungry for God. But it's awesome, too. I've seen the presence of God. And I've seen what a major turnaround in Detroit. I think we coming all together is a corporate anointing.
Amen.
You know, we're coming with all our different giftings and abilities and just to serve the kingdom. So
amen.
It's been awesome. I think there's a stir in the atmosphere.
Come on now.
It would not matter about you coming
hold
from
on,
Ghana.
Hold on, let me cut you because you're about to go in. I feel it. He's about to go in. Hold on. Hey, I'm going to have, now, at the end, though, I am going to ask you,
right.
is there a word? Because I feel like, okay. I said it on Monday, I feel like whenever ministers come from a different place, they're God sent for a certain time, for a certain reason. So I'm going to get a word from all of you guys at the end, but I want to get everybody's music in while we can.
Right.
Right now, you're listening to the Praise Medley with Pastor Fletcher. We're getting ready to switch it over to Prince K over in Nigeria. Prince K.
Hey, what's up?
Now, introduce this song for us.
Draw Me Close to You by me, talking in the studio right now. Anybody can be a witness to that with me?
Yeah.
Thank you. I love you. So listen to Draw Me Close by me.
All right. Here it is on 1440 WDRJ. Draw me close, Prince K.
Yep.
Representing Nigeria in the building.
Thank you, thank you.
Draw me close. Now, you didn't sing that on Monday.
No.
Are you holding back from us? What's going on?
I wasn't having a good Wi-Fi to do that track. That's why.
Okay. So talk about Nigeria now. You're here representing Nigeria. You're here in the city of Detroit. Now musically... Because people, for whatever reason, think that, you know, everything from Africa is just boom, put the boom, put the boom, put the boom, put the boom. But you all have your own sincere worship. You all produce very similar music. I mean, talk about it from a musical side.
For that, you know, in Nigeria, everybody, when you get to Murtala Mohammed Airport, which is our international airport, isn't it? When you get there, everybody is just angry. You see their faces, like... When you see their faces, you know that these people are not happy.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? But let me tell you one thing. When it comes to praise and worship, they are very good. Everything is bam, 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 give God. But when you hear them sing, you'll be shocked.
I realize there is a certain sincerity that comes from you all's hearts when you're singing in worship. And I talk about a lot of the artists here. I say, y'all need to go there and take some notes. I don't know what their God is doing over there, but I can hear a difference. I don't know what is that just me?
No, not just you.
Okay.
It's Almighty God that is doing it. Now, about God, as we say, you know.
Okay, so we can really switch gears again. We got Mr. John Saina in here. What's up, John?
I'm good.
Okay, now we've got you up next.
Yeah.
You got to introduce your song for us.
Well, track 11 on my first album, Running Back to You, is a song that really talks about the story of the prodigal son and how sometimes we are with God at one point, and then we step into the world and we think we are all that, you know. I believe at a point in everyone's life, you have to, you know, get back to your God zone, you know. God is the center of everything. And what the song really talks about is no matter how you think you've messed up, no matter how far you think you've gone away from God, you know, it's always time for you to come back to God. Amen. That's one of Tanya's, you know, favorites of my album here.
All right, here it is. Right here on 1440 WDRJ.
A thousand times we hit God, but a thousand times we keep running back to Him. You can say a prayer in a song to tell Him to come into your life. Hallelujah.
thinking I can make it through this life alone. But time and time again, I keep on running back to you. A thousand times I hurt you, but a thousand times you forget. Many times and days I keep on running from you, thinking I could make it through this life alone. But time and time again I keep on running back to you. Oh, a thousand times I hurt you, but a thousand times you forgive. I keep on running back, back into your arms. I keep on running back, oh, back into your arms. See, I keep on running back, back into your arms. Oh, a thousand times I hurt you, but a thousand times you forget. I keep on running back, back into your arms. I keep on running back, back into your arms. Jesus, I keep on running back, back into a thousand times I hurt you, but a thousand times you forget. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. See, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. My Trinity, my Trinity, Jesus. My Trinity, my Trinity, Jesus. See, my Trinity, my Trinity. No turning back. No turning back.
Why not? Why not? Why not, minister? Why just join all together at once? That's John Cena.
Yeah.
I like that, man. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. That's beautiful, man. I love it. I love it. I got to get you guys real quickly because I gotta play IBK. Now, IBK, man, tell me where the name came from, Mr. Spaceship Boy.
IBK.
Okay, first off, IBK, the full name is Ibukun, which means blessing in Yoruba. And IBK is kind of like what they just call you in the western part of Nigeria. They just shorten Ibukun to IBK. But also a friend made it to, acronymized it to mean information bringing knowledge. So, yeah, so I just rode with IBK.
All right.
And then I'm the kind of individual that is moved by... I don't really like when people say they don't have jobs or they can't go about and be what God wants them to become, because I believe everybody has been created for a purpose,
mm-hmm.
you know, and God has deposited a gift in everybody's heart, you know. So as long as you know God and you're working with God and you have that gift, that's what you need to actually fulfill your destiny up in this planet. So That's what I'm about.
Now, this is the banger that had everybody jumping
yes,
at the church
sir.
The other day.
And guess what?
Us.
You guys are actually premiering this. This is the first place it's playing around the world.
Oh,
yes,
so you mean to tell me I got an exclusive over Tanya?
That's yep. what's up.
Oh, let's turn this up. Let's turn this up. Let's
featuring
this
a friend of mine. It's featuring a friend of mine called Tai Chi. She's an awesome singer and a rapper as well. So enjoy Light and Me by IBK Spaceship Boy.
All right, 1440 WDRJ.
But respect my conglomerate. If you know my Jesus, you gon' ask for the water that you drink, and you never had to fetch from a well. I'ma flip through scriptures and I put them in my lyrics, so whoever's gone, here it ain't got
they hear my beats and say that I'm a bad boy.
Notorious.
I tell them, homie, what you talking about? No disrespect to Biggie, that's a little small. Cause homie, I ride with the most.
Notorious.
I am dead, I am in.
I said, homie, I ride with the most.
Notorious.
That's a people victory.
I'm getting warmed up just like the soup in your kitchen. Chew on my lyrics, is chewing on good nutrition.
DJ, bring that back.
Okay, first of all, can I let you know? I ain't never gonna let you go. Radio get to the back of me, but I know this record is still gonna blow. Set to ask and I will receive. My law, yes, I believe. What in my hand until I let on my feet? I'm going up six to the city. Yeah, yeah, we got it. What, who want it? That spiritual, biblical, lyrical flow. We run this town. We taking over right now. With that spiritual, biblical, lyrical flow. We run this town.
That's the one that had everybody jumping at the church the other day. 1440 WDRJ. For those of you that are wondering what you're listening to, Caleb's in the studio with Half of Africa in the building. Say hey, fellas.
What's up?
Hey, Caleb.
Come on over here, Angel, because we're getting ready to sign off. But I do want, we got about 60 seconds literally left on the air here. I do want to get some shout-outs from everybody before we get out of here. And also, I want to know what it is that you all have to say to the city of Detroit. I'm going to save you last because, remember, I said 60 seconds, okay? So 60 seconds, Pastor Fletcher. But I really want to know what you all have to say. What does God put on your heart for the city of Detroit? Give me shout-outs first, and then go ahead and give what the Lord has to say.
Okay.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I just want to say that it's a blessing being here, and it's been a wonderful time, you know, spending here with you all. Detroit is a beautiful place, and we thank God for what he's doing. And for anyone listening to me, no matter how you've wandered so far away from God, God still loves you, and he wants you back home. Amen. Bless you.
Okay, I'd like to give a shout out to my mom back in Africa, my father, my siblings, everybody, my friend, Tanya, Angels of Melody, and everybody that has been a part of my success thus far. And I'd like to say that whatever it is that you would become on earth, you can only become that thing through God, period. That's all, that's period. A to Z, that's all it is. You know, you cannot achieve or fulfill destiny without God. So God is the key. You have to know more of God, have more of God in your heart, and then you can go on to become what he wants you to become. God bless you, Detroit.
Yes. Shout out to Caleb. You need to pay royalty. That's my name, you know. You need to pay royalty for that name. And shout out
all
to
right.
FM AM
1440.
Yeah. I want to shout out to Tanya. You're two great angels of melody. That's my angel. And I want to shout out to Taylor also. And I want to say, City of Detroit, God has a plan for you guys. Let me tell you, whatever you're going through in City of Detroit, your home, your credit, whatever, just name it, God will surely see you guys through. But don't give up. You will never fail until you give up. If you keep pushing on, you will make it. Thank you very much, and God bless you all. Thank you to my mom and my dad and my co-colleagues, Pastor Fletcher, IBK, John Cena, the second, not the wrestler one, the gospel one. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
All right, Pastor Fletcher, I got to put the filter on you. Now, I know the Lord is giving you something, but I got 30 seconds. So give it to me. Give me your shout-outs, too.
I want to bless God for your life, for hosting us, and I want to bless God for Tanya. I want to bless God for all the entire leadership of this 1440 AM. I want to bless God for Taylor, such an amazing woman. I just bless God for Kwame Piercy, too, amen. I bless God for all of you. I want to say one thing. In Romans, the Bible says that for all things work together for good, to them that love the Lord and to them that are called according to his purpose. And I speak as a prophetic catalyst in the land of Detroit that there is coming a turnaround. Everything Detroit has been through over the years, however and how worse it was, I hear the word of the Lord telling me right now that there is coming a major turnaround in the lives of the children, the youth, the teenagers, the young adults, parents, fathers, and mothers. The land of Detroit will receive the power of the Lord and a major turnaround. We call it done in the name of Jesus, and we shall all say a big amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. I love these brothers. Taylor, Angel, y'all give me y'all shout outs real quick. I'm going to shout out to Angel for bringing y'all down here. She knows even though she's not on the air, we still got a connection. We still brother and sister off the air anyway. So come on, Angel, real quick.
Just want to say God bless you, Detroit. Love you much.
Taylor?
Just want to say shout out to Detroit.
You so short.
Love you.
All right, fellas. IBK,
yes,
John, Pastor Fletcher. What you doing? You trying to beat me up? Prince K, all of you guys, John, everybody, I thank you guys for coming in and hanging out and talking to the listeners of 1440. All the way from Africa, shout us out to Nigeria, Ghana. Did I leave somebody off? Nigeria and Ghana, that's it. All right, shout us out to Nigeria and Ghana. Make sure you keep a lock right here to the only station that can give you like these exclusives like this one. You know who it is. It's AM 1440, WDRJ.
WDRJ streaming online, the WDRJ e-letter, 1440 specials and giveaways, inspiration, the way, the truth, the life, Jesus, get it all right here on AM 1440 WDRJ.
WDRJ, Eastern Detroit. This is Detroit's Christian community station, the new WDRJ, 1440 AM.
All right, y'all heard it, you heard it, and we thank God for our brothers being on with us live on 1440 AM WDRJ. I'm telling you, it was awesome. You heard Pastor Levi Fletcher, IBK, Spaceship Boy, John Sena, and Prince K, and it went down on last week here in Detroit. And once again, I want to say to all of you brothers, God bless you. The Angel One that loves you all very, very much. You are in my prayers, and I just know that the overflowing of blessings will overtake you in Jesus' name. So we thank God for all of you all listening in. We have a few minutes still left, and we thank God for the few minutes. This was a great show. I'm telling you, I was blessed by it all over again. We have 24 minutes left, and right now we're going to bring to you skits 1 and 2. We want to say God bless Skits 1 and 2, and also to my sister Nadine Rukotsi. We want to say God bless there in Nigeria. We have a great group. Skits 1 and 2 is awesome. They are a blessing to the ministry as well. Our sister is a blessing to the ministry. So we got a couple of tunes by them, and we're going to be right back.
Uncle, yes, Jenna, yes,
Yana mukumara, Let's make some sugar and Juan Waku on this, baby. Another classical hit. I'll be repping for my people from Lagos to Nairobi. Come rain, come shine, my Jesus always stand. Through the thick and thin, man, he always got my back.
You made my life so classical, I flow around so lyrical. You made my heart so spiritual, you made the world so spherical. I got my mind so classical, my heart, my soul, my body. Then my pulse, my pulse, my body. It's so ethical, beautiful, original, yeah.
You make my life so classical, but the way I flow, even when I rap, rap. Thanks for the love that's made me be so unique, like a pirate song. All is gold, I love the tune. Rapping God, I'm on this tune. The trumpet blow, revolution time, I'm on.
Straight out of downtown.
Read me cause I'm his. Even haters hate more cause I'm so classy. And Yambala and Tambula and Tukula mwa. Abogazi bogera Avalogo ubaloga. Nayenga mo bang bang Mungu wawa nange. Mbaksigi na na chentia Obula mo wampade Obufuzampa denyo. Nama nyampada tekati chichechi gana.
Yo, yo kipaji ni nacho na weno mpaji wei. Na view life in a classical way. Na mashida miti wazi, amenivisha vazi. Kipwele me mtoto wa sonko na siki jakali. Kila siku happy dance, na hii trance music classical. Na bado inani just to retire na kushuo. Sija tembelea rap, kila kitu na do. Na imagine so
Studio6Niger.com.
I know in my heart that everything will be alright. Will be alright.
I need you in my heart.
Oh, 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 o
All right, all right. We thank God for y'all tuning in on today. Tune in this evening. We will be back on live with great music and more by our artists around the world. Always know that God loves you and that the angel on deck loves you too. Have a blessed morning, day, night, evening, whatever time it is your way. Have a great one. We thank God for all of you that have tuned in. We have 3 minutes left, and we're going out with our brother, Josie J, and Someone Like Me. God bless.
I hear death is the absence of God in one's life. If you had an opportunity to bring me back to life, would you seize it?
Broken me from an incest-filled family, broken down and haunted by the secrets in these walls. So I scream and I shout, but who will hear my call? Can you shine your light on someone like me in this world? A scared, homeless, confused little girl, so abused in the streets. But where else can I stay? And I sleep in public places in fear of being raped. Can you shine your light on someone like me? Now a stranger and looked down upon because of status. Hey, shame is what they call me. They smile in disgust, treat me like I'm nothing, and for my pain there's a blood. Could you shine your light on someone like me, who is torn? Enjoyment is what I seek, in the form of appealing women and dressing, telling stories of prostitution. Brings excitement, I was taught, but I am just in confusion, so someone like me, it's unfair. My mother hears a sexual affair from a man who isn't even trying to be much of a father. Thinks expensive gift can take away the tears from his daughter. Can you shine your light on someone like me? With no home, I walk up to screams and the sound of a bomb. Where to run? I don't know. Beyond borders, I was gone. Lost my home, family. Now I'm starving all alone. Can you shine your light on someone like me? Faithfully, cleansingly, places himself shamelessly just to be running power corruptly and just leading you and many into abject poverty. Can you shine your light on someone like me, who cries cause at times I contemplate suicide? Who cares? No one cares. I'll just die, let it end. But indeed, what I need is a voice from a friend, so please. Life. Take away my pain and sorrow with my plight. I'll give him my life in order to reignite. So into his hands the spirit to take flight. Flight, so shine your light into my life. Take away my pain and sorrow with my plight. I'll give him my life in order to reignite. So into his hands the spirit to take flight. My spirit to take flight.
That love, that love.